Sonic Erotica.
I would start with kisses. Words by Blue Eyed Gypsy.
What if I said, I'm not gonna fuck you? Not in your cunt or in your ass. How would you make me come?
I would start with kisses. The barest, the merest whisper of touch. Across your brows and cheekbones and the fine skin of your eyelids, along your jawline, the tip of my tongue tracing the seam of your mouth. My body would fold as I slid down over you until we are belly to belly, your hardening cock pulsing against me, and my lips searching out the hollow of your shoulder, the hollow of your throat. I would slither down further so that my breasts cradle your cock and my mouth finds its way to your nipples. They would be erect, firm little peaks inviting my concentrated attention. I would caress them with my tongue, circling them with the tip of it, blowing softly on their moistened surfaces. And when they grow even more rigid, taking them gently between my teeth, and then more firmly tugging and playing with them, sucking, flicking the very tops with my tongue. Meanwhile, your cock, oh, your cock, I would rub between my tits. Then I would kneel between your spread legs and lean forward with my lips slightly parted and only very gently touching you. I would trace my mouth over the taut, smooth foreskin, retracting it and freeing the head. The warm, moist exhalations of my breath would cool rapidly in your heat. Your cock would quiver and grow harder in anticipation as I ran my tongue up the underside of the shaft, along the pulsing, swelling vein. Perhaps the head would already be seeping fluid. I would sweep this up as I drew lazy circles over it, the tip of my tongue squirming into the slit, pressing it open before withdrawing to explore the frenulum and the ridge of the crown. I would be able to hear your breath growing more rapid and shallow as your cock got harder and wetter, throbbing insistently under my tongue, flattening my tongue. Slowly I would enclose you, moving up and down over the ridge of the crown, bumping it against the roof of my mouth, swirling my tongue around the head and sucking ever so slightly. Because you like it, I would use my teeth here as well, with tender bites, delicate but firm, around and along your shaft. My hands too would be engaged, my fingers encircling your cock tightly at the base, stroking you, caressing your balls, tracing the line of your perineum. Slowly I would start to move my head up and down, sucking and stroking you with my tightened mouth and gripping hand. With your fingers threaded through my hair, holding my head still, you would press your cock until it rests against the entrance into my throat. The feel of the foreskin peeling back as you push slowly forward and then withdraw, then push forward again, going more deeply with each movement, the sensation delicious in its intensity. I would feel it when you were close, your cock becoming even longer and harder as you thrust more rapidly, your balls tightening and drawing up, the muscles in your ass and thighs and belly clenching in readiness for those final irresistible strokes. Your hand would cup the back of my head, keeping me in position as your body went rigid with the initial wave of orgasm. The first hot spurt would erupt in my mouth. But you like to mark your girl. And so you would pull out of my mouth and your semen would splash across my face, very soon to be smeared on my tits and other parts of my body, so that I reek of sex and you.
Copyright SonicErotica.com.